Each week we like to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA. Today we're catching up with our mate Jason Linnane, the general manager. How are you, sir?
I'm going very good, Bear. I looked on the NRL table and the Knights are still equal leaders.
So far, so good. Actually, it was an interesting game the other day. I thought I thought it was a good hit out. I think the Bulldogs have got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a good game of football. It's always interesting watching these early season games. I would say both sides have got a lot of work in front of them.
Yeah, it'll be a very interesting season. We'll talk about that more as the year progresses. Now let's get down to business. The election court case, things are moving along.
Yeah, very much an unwanted distraction there. Court case wrapped up yesterday. We now await the court's determination and decision in regards to the matters. For me, my key takeaway from the proceedings over the last few days was it became blatantly clear, made clear by the Crown's solicitor, barrister, I should say, that there's been no act or omission on behalf of the councils or the individual candidates to create this problem.
Yeah.
Very clear with that, and I was really heartened to hear that they're going to make some public statements to that effect post the considerations of the court matter. So we do await the judgment. But in the interim, for us, it's play on. We do have a declared council. We do have a governing body. And we're going to get on with doing what the people of Singleton expect, and that is providing wonderful service and facilities for them.
Well, speaking of which, $500,000 has been invested in the community recently.
Yeah, how cool is this? The first tranche of the Community and Economic Development Fund program, which was a really whole new way of doing business for us as an organisation. In the past, when we negotiated voluntary plan agreements with mining companies, the money was all spent on here and now projects. We said that's probably not where we want to be. We want to be thinking and playing the long game, and we want to be thinking about future generations. We want to be about creating legacy. So all of our voluntary planning agreements now, the money's go towards our Community and Economic Development Fund, and it was just a wonderful opportunity to be able to allocate to 13 very, very worthwhile projects over $500,000. And the Mayor and Vicky Brereton, our executive manager, who's been looking after this project, together with all the parties, are getting together on Friday afternoon to go through the next steps.
Well, that is fantastic news for so many wonderful community groups around the Upper Hunter. Now, have I got my heading right here? There's a sale on at the Gym and Swim?
No, you don't have that right. No, there's a shade sale.
Ah, sale. Thank you.
Not a sale. Yeah, so the shade sales are about to go in. The previous ones were knocked about with some high wind. Suffered some hot wind damage. So I've noticed there's been some commentary about why we're putting him in at the end of the year, not beginning of the swim season. Obviously, we'd have loved to have done that, but it has been very problematic in terms of contractor availability and the supply of materials coming from overseas, both directly related to COVID. And I think if anyone's been trying to get work done in recent months, if anyone's been trying to bring anything in from overseas in recent months, they would sympathise with the position. So we still want to get the work done and it'll be ready to rock and roll for when next summer season.
Well, I imagine everyone's looking forward to that. And the last one for today, the Howe Park project. How's that coming along?
Yeah, really good. Went and had a bit of a walk around it yesterday afternoon and it's looking really good. All the new turf's been laid. You don't appreciate how big these jobs are to actually go and see them being done and coming to fruition. So whole new surface, all new grading, all been done. Howe Park is such an important part of our social infrastructure and we want to make sure it's the very best. It's had its best condition for both our cricket community and also our soccer community. So all the turf's done now. We've got some top dressing to do, some drainage work to do, but it's looking a treat. Obviously, I think everyone would appreciate the amount of rain we've had over the last few months has made it a significant impact. And that's going to have knock-on impacts to the soccer guys who probably won't get on there till later in the season, if at all, for 2022. Really beyond our control, though, that one. But when things start thinking longer term, what a wonderful facility we're going to have at our dispense.
Having rolled a bit of turf out in my time, I look at a job like that and my back just starts to hurt me.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't want to be doing those hot summer afternoons, would you?
Not rolling out 3 metres at a time.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Jason Linnane, as always, mate, thanks very much for keeping us up to date. We'll speak in a couple of weeks.
My pleasure, Bear. All the best to you and all the listeners.